Why listen to the past when you can listen to the future? Welcome to the Think Future podcast, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We focus on innovation, startups, and the future, not necessarily those and not necessarily in that order. Here's your host.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Think Future. My name is Kel Bukas, and once again, we're coming at you live from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We're talking innovation, startups, the future, not necessarily those and not necessarily in that order. If you're watching on YouTube, smack that subscribe button, hit that bell so you'll be notified when a new show comes online. And if you're listening on your favorite podcast service, please subscribe and please drop a note on Apple Podcasts. I greatly appreciate it if you like the show. If you don't like the show, just send me an email. So let's talk a little bit about the future. Let's talk a little bit about your future self. Have you ever thought about your future self? Have you ever thought about your past self? Let's think about your past self. I think you think about your past self a lot, right? Think about what you could have done, what could have been, what may have happened, what regrets you have, the paths that you didn't take, the FOMO. You probably think about your past self a lot. Now, if you put it on a scale, like think about your future self and your past self, right? So let's put it on a 100% scale. So how much of the time do you think about your past self versus how much of the time do you think about your future self? Do you think about your past self half of the time and your future self half of the time? Do you think about your past self 70% of the time, 80% of the time, 90% of the time? Or do you think about your future self 70, 80, 90% of the time? That's an interesting metric, don't you think? Sit back and think for a second. How much time do you spend thinking about your future self versus your past self? Interesting metric, isn't it? And let me just say one thing about your past self and your future self that you may not realize. This is one of these things that people say, well, you know, my future self and my past self, they're the same people as me. But the reality is, if you think about it, every morning when you wake up, it's a brand new person. Because you are not the person that was here yesterday. And you will not be the person that will be here tomorrow. In fact, your past self and your future self are completely different people. Because the person you were, even last night, knows many different things that the person of today doesn't know, and the person of tomorrow will not know. So if you think about it, your past self, even your past self from yesterday, not just your past self from years ago, but your past self from yesterday is a completely different person from your past self of today, or your person today, who you are right now as you're watching this or listening to this. These are completely separate people. There's you, there's your future self, and your past self, and they're completely different people. So if that's the case, then why do we always spend so much time going and looking at our past selves and going, oh, we should have done this, we should have done that. Or this is the person I am, therefore, I'm going to continue to be the person I was. But it's not necessarily so, because each and every moment of your life, you can decide to be a completely different person from the person that you were yesterday. I mean, a lot of the time we don't do that because we think, oh, we don't want to shock our friends and relatives by being a completely different person. But if being a completely different person in the here and now, as opposed to what we were yesterday, serves us better, makes our life better, improves our lot in life, then we should seriously think about it. Seriously think about change. Because as I said, if the person from yesterday, if you from yesterday is different from you from today, then you from tomorrow could be an extremely different person. In fact, the you from tomorrow might be the person who finally reaches all of their dreams, all of their goals, everything they've ever wanted to do. The person from tomorrow could be that person, but only if you decide that you are on the path to becoming that brand new person. It's your choice. Your future you is completely based on what you do now, from now to the future you. Forget about past you. Past you is gone. Past you is done. Past you will never be here again. That's it for me for today. See you next time, and until then, don't forget to think future.